It's a big weekend for soccer fans in Vermont. Vermont Green FC are set to host Seattle's Ballard FC for a shot at the USL League Two title on Saturday. The Green will enter the contest as the league's only remaining undefeated team this season after winning two overtime playoff contests last weekend. Vermont Public's Nathaniel Wilson recently spoke with the team's head coach, Chris Taylor, about the season and upcoming championship game.
How do you balance celebrating an achievement like a national championship berth while still preparing for the game itself?
Yeah, we've done a good job all season of trying to stay focused. I think coaches and the sporting staff hang out together after every single game. We do the same thing and we take that night and we enjoy it. And then once the night ended, it's back to work and it's now about trying to learn about the next opponents and prepare for them.
The club has sold out home games for several weeks in a row, and you've gotten to host every playoff game thus far, and you're hosting Saturday's final as well. How much of a benefit is it to play in front of the home fans?
It's been incredible, to be honest. They've had a major effect on the games. There's no doubt about that. A lot of the other teams aren't used to playing in front of a big crowd like that, and if they do play in front of a big crowd, it's not as boisterous as the one we have. And they're just young guys, right? So if you make a mistake, if you're not playing well, you feel the crowd. And when we seize momentum in a game, we've seen it with the comebacks, with the late goals, with the late wins. When we start to get momentum, it's really, really hard for the other team to handle that as the crowd gets louder and it's bouncing and, you know, they're cheering everything we do and they're kind of heckling everything the other team does. So we can't speak highly enough of the benefits of being at home with this whole community behind us.
The Green have been comeback kings this month, stealing wins and draws in four contests in which they trailed. This can't be your strategy, is it?
No, definitely not. I mean, we went the entire regular season without being behind in any game until the final league game. And then I think those 5 minutes at Lusitano Stadium at Western Mass kind of changed everything. We were having a great season anyway, but to score two goals in the dying moments to win the division gave us this kind of belief and this almost superpower that we felt if we've come back from that to win the league against one of the best teams in the country, there's nothing we cannot do. It's definitely something that we wouldn't want to rely on, but we'll certainly win by any means possible at this point.
What does it say about this group of players that they just continually scrap and claw their way to victory, even after falling behind?
Yeah, I can't speak highly enough of the players, but again, I can tell anyone that they want to do it for the fans so badly. You might hear the players saying, you know, think about all those kids out there in the stands that are climbing on fences, they're sitting on shed roofs, they're sitting on the hill. You know, they want to do it for them.
In February, speaking about UVM's national championship win, you told me, quote, "I hope to carry on the good fortune of soccer in Vermont and hopefully keep riding that wave of momentum." As we draw closer to the end of your first season as head coach, it's hard to say that you haven't done just that. What have the successes of this season meant to you?
Means the world. I mean, I'm truly just humbled to be a part of it. We all really enjoyed what UVM did. They did what maybe a lot of people thought wasn't possible, and they showed that with the right culture, the right coaches, the right players, the right community, anything is possible. And we've benefited from that.
Coach, have you allowed yourself to think of what it would be like to cap off an undefeated season with a league title?
No, honestly, and I know that's a bit of a cliche answer, but I've truly tried to stay grounded and tried to take it one game at a time. That would be an amazing achievement, but ultimately we just want to win the next game for this community, for this fan base, because they've given us so much that we want to give them as much as we can back. So I also just want it for the players. I want them to be successful, and then I don't think I've processed what's gone on yet, to be honest. I'm just riding it day to day and trying to do the best job I can for everyone involved.
Vermont Green FC head coach Chris Taylor, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us in and thanks for all the support.